Today, these kids are like other teenagers. They play computer games, study, and have time to practice meditation. But not long ago, they fought to survive on the streets controlled by pimps who sold their services. Alyssa is 15. She was forced into prostitution by her sister and a pimp 1 year ago.
He forced me to turn tricks in the hotel room all day. I couldn't leave, I couldn't eat, I couldn't do anything. I couldn't talk to my family anymore.
An arrest led Alyssa to Children of the Night. The kids study at a private school on the group's site. They also get one-on-one counseling and together start to turn their lives around. Amber is 17 years old.
We're pretty much all the same, and we can look at each other and look up to each other and make sure that we're all doing well. We bond like a family here.
Many Americans have heard of sexual trafficking as far away in Asia. But in the United States, teenage runaways can become victims, says Los Angeles Police Department Vice Officer Sean King.
In looking for international trafficking crimes and victims, we often forget that there's hundreds or thousands of domestic trafficking victims right here in the city of Los Angeles, not counting other parts of the United States.
A media campaign is alerting Los Angeles residents to the problem. Recently, Children of the Night founder Lois Lee thanked community supporters who helped the organization, including those who work for local businesses and movie studios. She says volunteers and staff members have helped thousands of former prostitutes find productive work in society.
Some of them are professionals, some of them are teachers running inner city schools, some of them work in public relations, some of them work as executives in other corporations.
Lee says for many of the teens, the program is a haven where they can study, play, and just be normal teenagers. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.